USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has hit its highest daily number of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. At least 82,000 new cases have been recorded. That surpasses the previous record set during the summer. Some hospitals in the Midwest are already overwhelmed. Dr. Katie Kavinsky works in a COVID unit at University Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin. She says things will get worse if it doesn't get better soon.
I think, unfortunately, it could get really, really terrible. It's devastating. It's terrifying to see someone struggling to breathe. You can see the fear in their eyes. You can see how scared they are.
Hospitalizations for the coronavirus have increased in 38 states this past week, and there have been more than 1,000 deaths in recent days. The Washington Post says 11 states accounted for the bulk of the cases Friday. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Trump is set to cast his own ballot in his adopted home state of Florida today before rallying supporters in three other critical battleground states. Former Vice President Joe Biden throwing his attention, with a little help from rock legend Jon Bon Jovi, on hotly contested pockets of Pennsylvania. With just 10 days to go, Trump and Biden are pleading with their supporters to help them turn out the vote, especially in several key states. Trump set to rally in Lumberton, North Carolina, Circleville, Ohio, and Waukesha, Wisconsin. Biden will hold a pair of drive-in events in Bucks County, outside of Philadelphia, and Luzerne County in the northeastern part of the Keystone State. Bon Jovi is expected to join the Democrat there. Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to more than a million people on Sunday to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires as extreme fire weather returns to the region. The utility announced the move yesterday. The nation's largest utility said it could black out customers in 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Time is running out for millions of small business owners across the country. It's not just another round of cash that they need from Washington. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or staying open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
President Trump campaigned in front of a supportive crowd in Florida Friday and zeroed in on a specific point that he suggested Joe Biden made.
You want to get rid of oil and gas? Is that? Yeah, well, we want to phase it out. I said, thank you, Texas, are you watching? Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Ohio, are you watching? Now they're going around Kamala. Kamala is going around saying, no, 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 we want to keep it. This woman is a super radical left.
For USA Radio News, I'm Trevor Smith.